Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It is the Monica J Show. Good Thursday morning to you. Very happy to be here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And even more happy to have you along with me. We got a few things to talk about today, including, of course, the impeachment trial. Some interesting aspects of that and a little meeting. Well, you know, I'm not even going to call it a meeting. A little get-together tonight. But first off, some logistics of how you can always get in touch with me. And that, of course, is Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Some people I've been hearing from that they say, I sent you an email. It didn't go through. Make sure you drop the dot. I'm always drilling into you, 99.1, 99.1, but it's 991fmtalk.com when you're sending me an email or when you're logging on to our website, too. For some reason, computers don't like those dots when it's just in your, or points when it's just in your top line there. So send me an email anytime you want. Log on 991fmtalk.com and check out our podcasts from past shows. Every once in a while, though, we get glitches, you know. Computers do their thing and we have to suffer through. So if there's a missing podcast, that's usually because of a technical issue. And while you're there, check out my list of websites that you should always look into for yourself and answer our poll question. We've got our poll question going for you. And, you know, the more I hear about this from people, the more I get concerned that, once again, elected representatives are not doing the job that they are supposed to for you. More and more is coming about this whole, you know, closing down of two firehouses for one new one in a completely different location. So that concerns me. That really concerns me. That's your safety. We look at what we pay for in our taxes, in our property taxes, in all the taxes around us, our gas taxes, our, you know, all the taxes. And what do you get out of it? Where I live, I've never had law enforcement show up. Where I currently live, I've never had the fire department show up. Our former house that we lived in for 13 plus years, fire department and REMSA showed up once because my husband had to call him for an emergency for me. One time. Here, 5 plus years, never. Your taxes are supposed to be going for your safety, not your entertainment, not your enjoyment, not for beautification, for your safety and well-being. So if the county comes along, elected representatives comes along and closes two firehouses, do you feel safer? Do you feel that, I mean, look at all of the waste, how your dollars have been spent. Now you have two closed firehouses, and I believe there were a few other closed firehouses out there that were never reopened when they were supposed to be. Hence the idea behind our poll question today. Do you trust Washoe County commissioners with your safety after the closing of those two firehouses? I don't like just yes or no answers, so we came up with a few. Yes, they're just doing their job. No, they're just playing politics. You'll find out on election day. I like snarky answers. And I don't care what they do. Got a little something for people that live outside of Washoe County. But this could happen anywhere. So how do you feel? Let's send a message to the Washoe County commissioners. Was this a smart thing for them to do? And are you just tired of elected representatives playing politics? We're seeing it on the national stage like never before right now. That's what I look at this whole House impeachment and Senate trial as. It's just playing politics. And I'm afraid if they want to blame it on the Republicans, that's fine for impeaching Bill Clinton over his misconduct in the White House and lying to the American people about what he was doing in the Oval Office. Did we really care about that? I'm sure the Resolute Desk has seen a lot worse. So is this payback for tarnishing the Clintons and putting Hillary in an awkward position where she had to defend her husband? You don't want to cross that woman, that's for sure. They made a big mistake in the trial yesterday. Once again, going on with the rantings and the ravings, listening to Nadler and Schiff, bang their drums on this whole nothingness. And that is the fact that, and actually it was Tuesday, little tirade there may have lost them one of their swing votes. Imagine that. Lisa Murkowski, who was one of their almost guaranteed swing votes, walked out of there and tweeted, "This is why I follow social media. You just, I know, you don't want to do it. It's a pain in the bejesus, but sometimes you have to. I took it as very offensive as one who is listening attentively and working hard to get a fair process. I was offended." That's what Lisa Murkowski tweeted out after Nadler's presentation and his accusation of the GOP cover-up. Yes, the cover-up over the whole witness calling thing. Well, if you don't want to call witnesses, then you're just part of the cover-up. Maybe Murkowski does have some cojones. Maybe she will be fair. Even people are looking at Mitt Romney. Because he's not that guaranteed swing vote anymore either. It's going to be interesting once we get to the end, but the more Nadler and Schiff open their mouths, it just shows the American public what they're really doing. Every time our local politicians open their mouths, whether it be in secret or in open meetings, it just shows what's important to them. When questions don't get answered, when private, whatever you want to call it, private meeting, secret meeting, when they're held to tell everybody, hey, you don't do anything on the homeless issue until after the count. The count. What does it matter about this big count? So what? We might count 1,000 homeless people this month. What does it matter? Next month, we might have 2,000. Rents just seem to be going up. The month after that, maybe we have a terrible, terrible winter. I mean, we've seen snow all the way into July. Maybe we have just a terrible situation and people get off the streets and go into other people's homes or garages or someplace where they're not counted. And we have 200 or 300. It's about helping people. So until you expand and get money into the drug abuse problems, until you get money into mental health programs, well, it's just not going to matter what you say is important to you. Because just like the old saying, actions speak louder than words. And that, what does that tell you when no action is being stressed, being told that's what they're to do? Nothing. That comes from your elected representatives to all of those around them. To city workers, to city employees, to law enforcement. And on top of that, do not talk to anybody. Do not talk to, especially the media. Must be hitting a nerve if they're willing to do something like this. Somebody wanted the meeting minutes. They were told to go file a Freedom of Information Act request. Not good. Not good. Thank you for the emails this morning. We'll get to a few of them in just a moment. I do want to expand on that poll question for one more second because I forgot to mention yesterday's poll question. Has the impeachment of Donald Trump weakened the country? 16% of those of you participating said yes. 12% have that positive attitude. No, we're stronger than ever. 49% said, no, only the Democrat Party. And 23% said, I'm tired of the impeachment coverage. Move on already. But it's just a big wake-up call for the Democrat Party, isn't it? So today's poll question. Do you trust Washoe County commissioners with your safety after closing two firehouses? 991fmtalk.com, right there on the front page for you. We'll be back with more, including your emails and your calls at 884-9910 right after this quick announcement. You know, got to pay the bills somehow here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're going to do a little update on our poll question. Instead of closing the consolidation of two firehouses in the Washoe Valley, so they can put one in the North Valleys, received a message from Darcy. Bob, Lucy, and all just sold out Washoe Valley and our safety. They voted unanimously to close down our two fire stations. Actually, they're going to consolidate to build one new one because they need more services in the North Valleys. Since when is the right to rob Peter to pay Paul? I always love that saying. And sacrifice safety to many just because the North Valleys is growing faster. Darcy. Typical Bass Ackward actions of our ridiculous government. I agree with you, Darcy. Just because we're growing in the North Valleys doesn't mean there's less of a possibility of fire in the Washoe Valley. One is on the east side. One is on the west side. You know what's in between? A whole lot of water and a whole lot of road that you have to get from here to there now. Last time I checked, and I think it was just Tuesday, I was complaining about it. We have a little thing here called wind. When you're dealing with fire, every second counts. Every second. So every second that those trucks are on the road to get to your home, to get to your place of business, every second counts. If the services are needed in the North Valleys, why wasn't this thought of when developers were proposing putting in more homes, putting in more warehouses? Why was this issue not brought up? Why wasn't it told to the developer, well, okay, if you want to bring in 2,000 homes, you're going to need fire protection, police. So you're going to need to build or put money towards a new fire station, substation maybe for the police. Why is this not taken care of in the planning process? Why are we taking from the safety of others? Maybe because we don't get that many calls in Washoe. I remember a forest fire that was there that just wiped out a lot of nice homes. Could have used extra help to get that one knocked down quickly. Fire is a terrible ordeal. You literally lose everything if you lose your house. No one wants to be robbed, but it's a lot different than being robbed of than having a house fire. I'm okay with, you know, police maybe taking a few extra minutes to get there. But when your home is on fire, that's a big difference. So log on. Check out the poll question. 991FMTalk.com. It's the Monica Jay Show, home of Fox News as well, top and bottom of each hour. So let's take a quick break and get an update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Sorry, just sitting here reading your emails and getting more and more disgusted every second that I am awake of every single day. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As you are trying to live your life being a law-abiding citizen, what's your dream? What's your American dream? Have a business? Own a home? Good interest rates right now. Falling a little bit, so maybe that'll make some home purchases look a little more attractive. A good, valuable education for your kids. A safe environment for your kids. An honest political process. That's part of my American dream. But then no. Vance has to send me this email, an ad for a petition I received in my email inbox calling for legislation to confiscate all semi-auto long guns would include all semi-auto pistols. Like, what? What are you talking about? So I had to click on it. And there is this little site that has the official petition, pass a law to confiscate all AR-15s and other assault weapons. Sign now. Like, where the hell did this come from? So I scroll down to the bottom. Paid for by Stop Republicans PAC. StopRepublicans.org. So I typed that into my search engine. What is that? StopRepublicans.org. Yeah. This is an interesting website. Resist the radical Republican agenda. Very nicely put together website, actually. Gerrymandering, bigotry, Stop Republicans, an accountability campaign of Progressive Turnout Project, is a grassroots-funded effort dedicated to resisting the Republican Party and Donald Trump's radical right-wing agenda. I don't think... Maybe I wasn't paying attention when I was younger. But I think this is the first time that I've actually seen protecting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America as being a radical right-wing agenda item. Now, you know, right to life, some people consider that right-wing agenda, getting rid of Roe versus Wade. But this is the first time protecting the Bill of Rights that I've seen this. So, continuing on, are you paying attention? Republicans, a majority of Americans support removing Trump. 7 in 10 want testimony from new witnesses. 6 in 10 say he abused his power. Okay, well, that's misleading. Because, yeah, that's their survey on their Facebook page. I can ask a question on my page and do a survey and get the complete opposite because of the fact that supporters go to the pages you support. Here's proof. Our poll question yesterday: has the impeachment of Donald Trump weakened the country? Because if you take the responses of the people who are tired of it, the people who say no, only the Democrat Party, and that say no, we're stronger than ever, that far outweighs the other choices. So here you go. They're asking for money. Always asking for money. Chip in today. Sign up. Facebook. All right. Well, let's keep going. Paid for. Go all the way to the bottom. Paid for by Stop Republicans PAC. Okay. Where is this out of? Oh, isn't that interesting? Chicago, Illinois. Interesting. So let's put that into our search engine. And let's go to opensecrets.org. This PAC did not exist in the 2016 election cycle. Well, isn't that interesting? You mean it's a brand new PAC? In order to raise money to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. Hasn't given any money to... I love this Open Secrets. It's, you can go here and you can see contributions to this PAC from individual donors of $200 or more. They've raised, $288. $1,000. You can even click on this little, I love this. You can click on the donors. Again, this is at opensecrets.org. Let's see. Herbert from Sarasota, who's an artist, donated $2,700. Shirley in Seattle, Washington, who's not employed, well, good for you, donated $1,000. Rose Marie from Chesterfield, Montana, not employed, donated $2,700. I'm seeing a lot of not employed, not employed, not employed, not employed, not employed. Thousand, 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 thousand. This is very interesting. Maybe somebody should look into this. All these people who aren't employed, yet they're donating $1,000 to this particular PAC. What does this tell you? Tells me we need to get a better handle on PACs. We need to get a better handle on who's running these PACs and who's starting the PACs. Because this is just, yeah. I'm picturing deceitful money going in here. For some reason, George Soros and Bloomberg come to mind. But go look it up for yourself. Go see for yourself. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Yeah, but you know all that money that's being raised is going to go to the left's agenda of removing your Second Amendment. Well, we just saw people's response to that. If you were watching what happened in the state of Virginia, Governor Northam got scared, started putting out propaganda about how these people were going to be violent, which they weren't. That these people were going to be white supremacists. They weren't. Blacks, Asians, Hispanics, men, women, people of the LGBTQ community. They all came together peacefully during that lobby day. We've seen the pictures. We've seen the reports now, the honest reports. So Governor Northam of Virginia and the Democrats there are just paid shills for Bloomberg's agenda. This man who wants to be president, who has no qualms whatsoever about being honest, about saying you and I do not for any reason need to have a firearm. Because it's not just long rifles they're going after. It's not just long guns. They're also going after handguns. Anything that extends past the palm of your hand. That, my friends, is called a comfort grip. It doesn't mean there's any more bullets in the gun, but now it can be banned because it's a comfort grip. Some of us have fat palms, and we like to have that there. Gives you better stability. What's the end game here? If they're trying to remove your Second Amendment right. Got an interesting stop to that end game. Tell you what it is if you haven't been following this. Right after this on the Monica Jay Show. Your show. please, 884-9910. If you're thinking about something different, you want to talk about these fire stations being consolidated and so we can get money to the north, love to hear from you. 884-9910. But neighboring states, even neighboring states are taking advantage of this whole Second Amendment thing. I'll tell you how coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. All right, what did I promise you here on the Monica Jay Show? What's going on in Virginia? Big rally there the other day on their lobby day. We need one of those. Everybody just shows up at the legislature and speaks their mind. But this is pretty good. Because Northam is going to keep pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. That's the governor of Virginia, if you didn't know. Virginia counties, Virginia sheriffs, they're pushing back. They're not going to give in to this. And they are making their voices heard. And so is West Virginia. Yeah. West Virginia is putting a bill together and putting it through to accept into West Virginia those counties that want to leave the state of Virginia. This is going to be very interesting. This is going to be something to watch. Because we laugh and we joke about getting away from Clark County, redoing the lines, giving Clark County to California. We can take Northern California. Just adjusting the lines. Well, it looks as though West Virginia is putting in serious action to do this for those conservative counties, those people, those residents who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they do not want to be a part of Virginia anymore. Because money, outside money, came in, bought up their legislature. Because be honest, you can't get good people to run as elected representatives. They don't want to go through the hassle. They don't want to go through this background check of social media for 20 years that when it first started, the first tweet you ever made by mistake, the picture that you posted, or the picture you took from childhood. Remember when Prince Harry went to a costume party dressed as a Nazi? I thought costumes were supposed to be scary. Well, that's a scary costume to me. Things aren't costumes anymore. They're an extension of your thought process and the person of who you are. So I guess all those years I dressed up as a princess, I guess I was right on the ball. But when you have states that are actually working up in their legislature now to change state lines You have to think that something bigger is coming down the line. And I can't think of a better reason than to fight for your rights. To fight for the rights that were given to you by our founding fathers. And mothers, because you know that their wives had input. Men always turn to their wives. It doesn't matter what century or what decade it is. And I said it before when I was talking to Steve Huff. We have to watch what's going on in Virginia because Nevada is next because of all of Bloomberg and Steyer's money in this state. We'll be back with more. Hopefully a call from Paul White, too.